Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone this morning, we have Steve Wenzel. He is a longtime state representative for Morrison and Crow Wing counties. He chaired the Ag Committee for 16 years. He is currently an instructor in political science and also college in the schools at Central Lakes College, an executive director of the Gordon Rosenmeier Center for State and Local Government, and also serves on the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board of Directors, and a former state director of the USDA here in Minnesota. Have I covered most of that, Steve?
Yes, you have, Jim. And good morning, Jim, and good morning, Marnie. And I'm just honored to be on your program this morning.
Well, we're delighted to have you on the show, Steve. And last week, we had you on and talked a little bit about property taxes and how that's one of the big issues with the upcoming election season. And so I was wondering if there was something else on your mind in terms of how voters can become more educated about people running for office. What sorts of other questions should they be asking?
In my opinion, for rural Minnesota, it's education, to make sure that rural Minnesota gets its fair share, not only in the K-12 program, but in the state colleges and universities, the MinSCU system, which has 42 campuses or facilities here in the state of Minnesota, and that they receive a fair share of the funding, which hasn't always happened in the past, because sometimes in the contest for funding, the University of Minnesota, which is a great, great institution, not only in the nation, but the world, always comes out proportionately better, and we need to make sure that the young people from rural Minnesota who attend our state vocational schools, state universities, community colleges, have adequate funding so that they can prepare themselves for the jobs of the future.
So education in outstate Minnesota is a big issue to look at with the upcoming election season. Are there any other words of wisdom you have about your experience at the state legislature?
My experience in the legislature is that once you put on a tax on anything, it never is repealed, very, very rarely. Now, we saw in this last legislative session a very unfair tax that was put on farm machinery repairs, and it was to raise approximately $40 to $100 million in that category. You know, this was a direct tax on farmers. Mm-hmm. But when the income tax and other taxes were raised and the economy improved, the legislature fortunately repealed it and the governor did sign it. But the fact that they did it in the first place, in my opinion, is alarming, or was alarming. And what's to say that this won't happen again if the state gets into a deficit situation?
Steve Wenzel, longtime former state representative in Minnesota and currently an instructor at Central Lakes College up by Little Falls. Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it.
I do, too. I enjoyed the interview very much. And Marnie, thank you as well.
Well, thank you. This has been great.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.